1-800-283. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Thursday night edition with Mark
and Adam
and JJ.
Is it wrong that every time he says that, I want to say "va" right before he says his name?
No, not at all.
"Da"?
Mark? "Va." I think that's
"va."
"V-A." Oh, no.
Mark?
I get you. I get you.
I get
Do
no
I
idea.
Have to say it?
I
"Va,
JJ"?
Do it.
"Va, JJ"? Oh, I gotcha.
See,
I didn't
Mark.
Get it. I didn't get it. Well, but I do know that this is the show about your calls. And Derek J., one of our normal co-hosts, is on the line calling in from jail. Derek?
Hello. How's everyone doing tonight?
Pretty soon we're just going to move the equipment into the Cheshire County Jail.
The King's Spiritual Retreat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is a wonderful place here.
Okay, talk right into the phone, Derek.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking as close into the phone as humanly possible. I'm just giving it mouth-to-mouth right now.
Well, oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to tell everyone that I will be getting out of here as soon as bail is posted. And I just really appreciate everyone's support, all of those who watch the video, those of you who are making the move to Keene because of the activism that happens here.
How much is bail and who's posting it?
Bail is $2,000. I'm paying for it all myself, taking it out of my retirement account. So if anyone would like to help me to replenish that supply, I'll be selling things. I will be giving handwritten letters of thanks accompanied with a picture of me, signed a picture of the incident, and that would be for a donation of $20 or less. And a donation of $20 or more will get you a videotape of me dancing and singing a song of your choice.
Wow. Pretty darn funny.
That's great.
Yeah.
I want to see you do Purple Rain.
Well, you just send me those bills, Mark. I will do Purple Rain, and I'll do a sexy dance for you.
Wow.
Oh, good.
So
just for you, Mark.
Got that, and what else? I had one other thing that I was proposing. Oh, yeah. If those of you who have seen the video feel moved enough to donate $1,000 or more, I will not only do what I mentioned with the dancing to a song of your choice, singing a song of your choice, writing you a handwritten letter of thanks, and sending you a picture of the incident with my autograph. I will also send you my entire wardrobe of the day that I was arrested, all of it, signed, of course, and sunglasses included.
That's fine. He looks good, too, doesn't he?
I mean, he's a really well-dressed guy. I mean,
yeah. You're not going to be able to wear it unless you have a size 30 waist. I mean, that'll go around my thigh.
Oh,
well, the clothes themselves are pretty much near worth $1,000, so your donation is just helping me pay for getting out of jail. So I really appreciate everyone who's listening. And I just wanted to thank Ian for paying for this call.
Indeed, he did.
Yeah, I know it's not cheap to call from the jail.
So you're well, you're fed and well and reasonably mentally healthy?
I'm fed and well and reasonably healthy. It's really unpleasant here, I have to say. Jail is my least favorite place I've ever been,
well,
and I don't ever want to come back.
You have spent some time, two trips in 1 week, right?
Yeah, and possibly a third, because I'm going to the dance party again Friday.
Right,
so
uh-oh.
I'm it's never going to end here.
So,
the staff has been friendly.
Derek, what sort of motivated you to be basically the only one at this 420 event to actually pull out allegedly marijuana and proceed to try to smoke it? It looked like from the video.
Well, what inspired me was that I came there to smoke. I mean, and I wasn't going to be scared by the presence of these thugs in costume. That doesn't change anything about me smoking a bowl being a peaceful act. And so I just acted as if I wasn't afraid of them. Maybe I was a little bit afraid of them putting their hands on me. I did tell them that before I decided to pack the bowl and smoke it. But, yeah, it was that no one else was doing it. And I was like, what the hell's wrong with everybody? What are you, afraid?
Hey, Derek, I just want to say it was an honor to be there yesterday and to have the opportunity to film your beautiful performance artwork. It really raised civil disobedience to a fine art, and it was just a pleasure being able to go through that footage and watch the experience and to present it to the world through the YouTubes. But I just also want to say that we were there smoking today and stared down the cops, and there was a good crowd of people, including myself, smoking marijuana at the town square in Keene in solidarity with you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Adam, and it does take two, so thank you for holding the camera and making that possible, because if you weren't there holding a camera and keeping these thugs accountable, then I wouldn't have been able to inspire others with the action. So it would have just been a useless, this guy gets thrown in a cage and nobody knows about it. So thank you.
Well, I also want to ask you a question, because when I was looking at the footage of you serenading this rookie female cop, who seemed to be not quite as taken with you as a woman who was not wearing a blue costume might have been, How planned was this? Because really, what you did when you sang to her, like just to recap for the listeners, the pipe was pulled out of your hand, and you continued to hold your lighter as if you were smoking, and you had already started singing, and the crowd had been backing you up. You had backup singers for Give Peace a Chance.
Yep.
And you were serenading this woman. And then pleading with her, I was thinking if I had scripted this out as a music video, I could not have designed it better. How much of that was planned? Because I understand a lot of this is spontaneous, and you have to react to the scenario as it develops. I mean, did you have the song picked out at least?
No, I mean, I think this is it's pretty clear from the video. If you show the footage while I'm packing the bowl, I'm like, hey, I should probably have a song for this. I tried to put on the boombox so that I could listen to some music while I was smoking. I like to smoke the music. But without any battery, I said, let's sing a song instead, because, you know, I don't like to just smoke in silence, especially with all this pressure from all these guys with guns around. So, yeah, I think you can see in the video, I'm just going through a list of songs in my head and thinking, I don't know, what's a good one? Give Peace a Chance. Everyone knows that one. It's just one chorus repeated over and over again. So that was all right. That's what I chose, and if people seem to go with it.
Well, Derek, you were a great star in this video, and Adam definitely did a great job of cutting it up and filming it. So there's definitely a very good piece of art out there that's going to strike with individuals who might not know what's going on or what to do with their life, and they might move here to New Hampshire because of what you've just done.
Yeah, I've got to say, this is better civil disobedience than a lot I've seen. Folks that are into cannabis freedom are going to like this video, and you can see it at cdevolution.org.
Oh, yeah, and please send your donations to Free Talk Live and cdevolution.org for covering this event.
Well, I think first we need to cover your pail.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's first.
So how do people get money to you, Derek?
Well, I'm thinking, I haven't spoken with Pally about this, but I imagine once he hears it, he'll quickly put up a website on cdevolution.org where you can make a donation, attention Derek.
Yeah. I'm
so
sure that's...
And remember that if you do make that donation, include your name and address if you'd like to be sent my clothes or pictures of me and in a fancy written letter.
You want to go over that one more time? What's on up for the offering here, Derek?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, what I was thinking was if you're inspired enough to make a donation of $20 or less, I will mail you a handwritten letter of thanks accompanied by a picture of the incident signed by me. For a donation of under $100, I will sing you a song and send you a CD with that letter, picture, and autograph. For a donation of $100 or more, I will videotape myself dancing to a song of your choice, record myself singing a song of your choice, and write you a letter and with an autograph picture. So please send your donation via Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, Attention Derek.
Yeah, you have
and
to...
And while you're there, throw in Free Talk Live and CD Evolution to plans for their dedication to liberty endeavors.
Amen. Thank you, Derek. Appreciate the update. And all the best, and hope you get out of there really soon. 855 453 here on Free Talk Live. Mark Stevens coming up next.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Do you own your emotions, or do they own you? Do you manage them, or do they manage you? You know, when we are emotionally driven, we tend to talk a lot out of those emotions, and it can get us into a lot of trouble. One of the things we really all have a tendency to do when we feel emotionally upset or disturbed is complain, murmur, grumble about everything in life that we think is making us unhappy. But you know, God is good. He is definitely good, always good. And He expects us to remain thankful even in the midst of difficulty. I believe one of the most powerful things that you can do is stay happy even when things are not going your way. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. This is SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You know that cigarettes are bad for your health. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier by some estimates. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. They provide you with one of the best-made e-cigarette vaporizers on the market. You can feel it. It just feels substantially different than the rest of them. The weight is there. It has a larger vaporizer in it. It's made from quality parts, and you can expect it to last a long time. A pack-a-day smoker will already save $120 a month by switching over. You can get a free starter kit from Vaporsmiths.com by purchasing 40 cartomizers, coupon code FTL. You'll also get free shipping from Vaporsmiths.com, or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go to Mark Stevens in Phoenix, Arizona. Mark?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All is well.
Sure.
Now, I heard
well,
you...
I wanted to give... Sorry.
Yeah, you've done something with Ian's paperwork, and I wanted to hear about that.
Yeah, I had did a thing where Ian was on my show a couple of weeks ago. I did a, he called, and so we did a thing where I was going to do a habeas corpus petition on his behalf, and just on a chance that I would be able to do it, I figured, what the hell, I'll throw my name into it, and they're allowing me to do a telephonic hearing for the habeas corpus. And someone, David in Keene, is also, he's the one on the ground that's actually filing the stuff and helping that. But we've got an initial hearing on the habeas corpus on Monday at the Cheshire County Court. You guys, I'm sure, know where it's there on 12th Court Street in Keene.
Sure.
But they changed the time on me.
Okay.
And it's going to be at 8:30 a.m. And
they're
trying to make the excuse. Yeah, I'm in Phoenix, so it's 5:30 for me.
Nice.
Well, they're trying to blame Ian for this. They're saying it's because of the video component of it that it has to be at 8:30 instead of the original 2:30.
Yeah, that sounds like a nasty trick, but okay.
Blame the least powerful person in the situation.
Right, right, exactly.
The guy who's in jail, who can do whatever you tell him to.
If he's in jail, it must have been his fault.
Well, yeah, so to blame him for having it, because it was originally scheduled, I don't know how much information David has put out, and you know, there's something on Facebook, but it was originally set for 2:30, and when I spoke to the court today, they granted the motion to appear telephonically, and they changed it to 8:30. So for those who are in Keene and want to show support for Ian Freeman, 8:30 in Keene Court, they're the Cheshire County Court, and we'll be doing the initial stuff as far as the habeas corpus. I'm hoping to get it, you know, to get them out on Monday.
So we'll by hoping, you reasonably believe you're going to get them out on Monday, or?
Well, I believe this according to the issues, and a lot. We got some pretty good issues that we've thrown into the mix here, and I'm thinking that what's going to happen is that they may not actually give me a decision in my favor and release him. I think they may look at it in that 90 days was so far excessive, even if they consider what he did to be a crime, that they'll just let him go on, you know, they'll process him out on Monday or Tuesday instead of really getting into the issues that we wanted to, that, you know, that I brought up in the petition for habeas corpus.
So you're saying that there's enough room for subjective intervention on the part of the judge hearing this case, that it would be valuable for people to show up in support, right, to exercise that influence?
Right. I believe that, you know, if for people to go in as members of the media, whether, you know, for this show or I let people, you know, for my show, that let the bailiff know to inform the judge that they're there for my radio show, acting as a media rep doing a series of shows on judicial misconduct, and they're there observing, and they want the judge to know out of courtesy. So it usually puts the judge on a little bit better behavior, and
not in Keene.
I think,
no. In Keene, there's actually a recording equipment and camera ban in effect for the 8th Circuit in Keene, which is this area.
Just the one room, the one building.
No, actually two buildings.
Okay.
Superior Court and
District Court. Okay.
Yep. So if you bring try to come in there, you have to submit a motion first that has to be approved.
So.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Well, I already have a motion to granted to appear telephonically, so I've got that part covered.
Yeah, I really, you know, I worry about letting folks. For one, I worry about showing up at these things. I obviously have to go. This is my business partner, and I'm going to have to report on what happened one way or the other. But, you know, I often wonder, are the folks that go and, you know, don't take their hats off, don't stand up for the judge and do all that, all the stuff that upsets them, are they helpful? Are they, you know, a hindrance to the case? I don't know. Are you going to be in front of the same judge that sentenced him, John Arnold?
I don't actually have a indication here on who the judge is, and I've been so busy with IRS stuff, you know, I actually forgot. I would not think it would be before Judge Arnold, because it's his decision that it was his judgment that we're attacking.
Okay.
And so I'm fairly certain they didn't do that. If they did, obviously, I mean, I'll find out tomorrow, and I'll put in immediately to have him disqualified and changed, because he can't obviously sit on that. What I do recommend, though, Mark, is that when somebody does go as a rep of my radio show, that they show up dressed professionally and act completely professional, that They should wear a suit and tie and really not say any more than what I just mentioned, like when they advise the bailiff that they're there to observe, and then that's just what you do. Just blend in. Let the judge just know that there's people there from the media and blend in. Their job is already done by advising the bailiff so that he tells the judge the media is there.
Mm. Yes. Well, I don't disagree with that. I mean, so you don't expect them to bring your minions to bring a recording equipment or anything like that. Is that correct?
No, I'm going to handle that. I've got that covered. So they don't have to do that. I can make a record of that on my end, which is no problem. I just am hoping that, because what they said here is it's a structuring conference, and I got to plead ignorance on that. I don't even know what a structuring conference is, but I'm going to do what I can to extend that and try to get to the issues that we have in the petition to get him out. And so hopefully that's what's going to happen on Monday morning, because it is habeas corpus. It's not something that they're supposed to take 6 weeks to take care of. I don't want them setting a hearing on his 87th day.
Wait, they're calling this hearing a structuring conference.
Yes, it's a structuring conference on the petition for writ of habeas corpus.
Did they just make that up?
I think they did. I've never heard of that before. I may just be some schmuck from Long Island, but I've been in the court system long enough that I've never heard of something. But maybe that's a New Hampshire thing. Maybe it's a Keene thing. I don't know. I've never heard of that before. But I'm going to do what I can to bring the issues in and show that, look, this is a man's life. I mean, this is someone sitting in prison, so I have a little bit of empathy here and realize we're not dealing with a traffic ticket here. This is someone who's actually sitting in jail. A productive member of the society, even if he is the unofficial spokesman of the Free State Project, as this Arnold keeps saying.
Yeah, that's what he seems to believe. He actually deviated from the sentence that was given to him, given by the lower court in this case that Ian had, and basically it would appear as though he charged him extra for having a jury trial. Ian would be out probably right now if it or very, very close to being out if it was if we had the other sentence. Mark, do you have anything else to share?
No, that's it. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Mark. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future Adventure and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you found out that all the best liberty activists from all over the world were moving to one place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes, would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org. Let's go to Hugh in Florida. Hugh, thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey.
I just want to know if you've heard about or have any updates about Obama being ordered by the military to Denver deep underground military bunker.
Like right now?
Like September 14th, I think the story came out.
I haven't heard anything about it. Where's the story from? No.
I heard it from I think it's a Russian news source.
Okay.
And
it wasn't me.
Pravda?
There's actually, what I heard was NATO plans a DEFCON 1 readiness drill September 27th.
Okay.
And I want to know, like, do you guys know anything about that or anything?
I don't know.
I'm not putting it on the mainstream news or anything.
I don't know. The first thing about it, why would they have to have the president if they could just roll around a mannequin? This is the president.
Yeah, but
here he comes.
I mean,
I don't mind the beer cart that we're toting him around on.
I mean, I could be wrong, but this sounds like exactly the kind of thing that is really just a routine part of the security state mechanism that is not particularly newsworthy. And a lot of people will go, well, that is newsworthy because it shows how ridiculous the security state apparatus is, but we have all sorts of better examples of this than
how
they spirit away the president.
I found an article that has to do with this, actually. It's basically they're doing a DEFCON 1 cocked pistol maximum readiness alert drill on September 27th, which will be overseen by President Obama at the United States, one of the most secure bunkers located beneath the Denver International Airport.
Boy, Obama's actually overseeing it personally?
That's what this article goes
on. So it's a political stunt. It's not even part of the security state apparatus. It's using the security state apparatus.
What business does he have overseeing?
Not only that, but the place where this article comes from is the European Union Times, which isn't even an American paper. It's a disturbing report prepared by General Alex something.
So why are you disturbed by this, Hugh?
Yeah. Well,
what are you disturbed by?
If there's any legitness to it.
Well, I don't think if they're planning ahead on the 27th that there's anything to be concerned about. They're just doing. I mean, you do agree that organizations that are meant to protect folks need to do drills, right?
Yeah. Of course, you couldn't alert the public because.
Well, so a government organization that's meant to pretend to protect folks has to make it look like it's pretending to protect folks.
Yeah, that seems like what's happening to me, Hugh. I don't think we're experiencing a. It could be that they're releasing the live virus for the swine flu at that point, and all us little folks. So this is when they're going to pare us down to that 500,000 number that the Bilderbergers have been wanting for a long time. But I don't think so. If so, what are we going to do about it?
Exactly.
So
I just wanted to keep you guys informed.
I appreciate it, Hugh. I do really appreciate it. I'd say keep smiling and forget this happened.
Well, if you have a bunker on that day,
there you go,
and you're going to be there anyways, maybe keep the hatches closed for another couple hours or who knows.
27th, you could probably dig a bunker in that amount of time.
This wouldn't be my reason to dig a bunker, though, in the first place.
No.
There are lots of better reasons than
Hugh,
this.
Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You know, it's hard to deduce things from news stories as to what's going to happen and what's not. I don't think the government's sending us signals, messages. Through the news, I think that if they really wanted to keep us in the dark about something,
they're sending us lots of signals, Mark. They're saying, "Be afraid, be very, very afraid."
Well, you ask them that, they'll just tell you that that's what they want you to do.
That's true. Should you be afraid? Yes, be very afraid, and we will protect you.
Oh, here's something to be afraid of. The Capistrano couple in a legal battle for hosting a Bible study in their home. This is from the CapistranoDispatch.com. City best known for its historic Catholic mission is facing a lawsuit from a couple cited by code enforcement officers for holding a Bible study in their home. This has been happening all over, and specifically in California. They don't want you holding Bible studies in your home. Because you might decide to call it a church, and they need the tax revenue.
Right.
Of course.
Money.
Tax and, Chuck and Stephanie Fromm paid $200 in fines after receiving at least two citations from the city of San Juan Capistrano. They appealed the tickets to a hearing officer who sided with the city, leading to a August 31 lawsuit in Orange County Superior Court. How dare they tell us we can't have whatever we want in our home, Stephanie Fromm says. Well, they do tell you that all the time, Stephanie. You just are upset now because it's Jesus.
It's your home, right?
Right, it's your home.
First they came for everybody else, and you were the only one left.
Right,
first
you don't want gay people to be able to live in their home and get married. I don't know what Stephanie wants.
For all you know, this woman could be an upstanding libertarian Christian activist.
She could be. But there are lots of people out there that would say the same sort of thing, and now they're only going to be concerned with what goes on in their home.
So Mark, can I do this? Can I start a Bible study group in my home and call it a church?
I think you should.
Taxes?
Yes. I think that there's an argument to be had for doing just this. Many churches start out in people's homes.
But if you call it a Native American church, you get to do drugs, too.
I understand.
I should say practice medicine without a license?
Only if you pay the guy the fee to find the consulting fee first, though. He's got some kind of fee for it.
Yeah, he needs at least two hits.
Pass it my way. So she says, we want to be able to use our home. We've paid a lot and invested a lot in our home and backyard. We should be able to be hospitable. The Fromms are 18-year residents of Capistrano, moving to their Capistrano home in Branding Iron Road from Laguna Niguel because they saw that it had a good place to raise their children. They have five and run their own business. The historic town with a strong equestrian lifestyle, Capistrano is officially 50 years old, but grew up around the 234-year-old mission. Chuck Fromm is a publisher of Worship Leader magazine. Worship Leader is an international 20-year-old magazine for pastors, worship leaders, musicians, vocalists, sound and visual text, technology awards, whatever. And I think that they've, you know, these folks are going to try to push this because, well, they've got a media outlet to really let folks know. And this is kind of what we need, because obviously the government doesn't want you to be able to use your home as a, you know, the churches don't have to pay property taxes. They don't have to pay all kinds of taxes, and the government doesn't want that expanding to individuals. Frankly, as far as I'm concerned, everybody's got their own personal philosophy, and a church is really about a philosophy, and so therefore everybody is their own church, so therefore nobody would be liable to the government. As far as I'm concerned, the government didn't create you, so it has no reason to be able to tax your labor. If the government can tax some organization or person, that organization would be a corporation, because it grants the corporation. And those, to me, are the only legitimate places that they can can tax, and so that would likely disincentivize people from incorporating, and therefore incentivize people to be responsible for their actions, because corporations manage to shield people from their actions to some extent. And this is the whole nasty mess.
You see, it's circular logic. There's no holes in it.
Circles don't have holes. Well, they have one in the middle. It's a big giant one right through the middle. So the Fromm citation says they violated section whatever of the Capistrano Municipal Code, which prohibits religious, fraternal, or nonprofit organizations in residential neighborhoods without a conditional use permit. So I'm not sure that this. I mean, is it an organization having people over to your house to pray?
Well, you know, at what point did they decide that they crossed over here?
Well, it says no churches, temples, synagogues, monasteries, religious retreats, or other places of worship, or other fraternal or community
service
organizations.
Don't pray at your bedside.
Yeah, right. So what if it's just me praying? Very confusing. Are these folks right? I mean, am I wrong on this one? 855-453, Free Talk Live.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium, premium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free call in line here, 855-450-3733. Put a 1 in front of that. For those of you that don't know, that's a toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. You have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, it's SACL CAI. Let's go to Shane in Iowa. Shane.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Yeah.
I was wondering what you guys thought of the right to defend oneself and others. I would assume that you would say that it extends to others.
Well, I think that, you know, there's sort of reasonable...
contextual.
Yeah.
Like, circumstances.
But I also think that that can be taken too far. So, you know, like the instance where the people will always... Well, if you see a woman getting beaten on the street by some big guy, well, I always wonder about that. Did she just steal his wallet? You know, I don't know.
Right, well, there's a great philosophical explanation of this from the Heimlich maneuver, which makes it much simpler to understand. And that is, if you are giving someone the Heimlich maneuver, aren't you technically aggressing against them? Well, yes, but in the situation in which someone is choking, you can make a reasonable assumption that they would want that particular force to be initiated against them. Duh. So in the same sense...
You have to factor in the context.
Well, no. There's more to it than that. I'm not making so simplistic a point. But you're also then liable for the consequences of your action should you be wrong. Should you perform the Heimlich maneuver on someone who is not choking and cause them bodily harm, you are taking that liability on by engaging in that action. So the assurance of reasonableness is based on you as an actor wanting to go in and saying, I'm going to help this person because I'm reasonably sure that they are choking and that they want this to happen. And that if they're not choking, they'll forgive me for being mistaken based on whatever. So in the same sense, you have to get to that same standard of reasonable assuredness when applying force on someone else's behalf, especially when you're adding the other layer in of aggressing, hypothetically aggressing, against someone else. But if you are stepping in on the assumption that you are providing a service or something of value to the person being aggressed against that is just and worthy, then you can make that judgment on a presumption that it is something that they, like, for example, when someone is choking, you can't ask them, would you like the Heimlich maneuver performed on you? Are you choking, sir? And, you know, right, that's why they have that signal. So maybe there should be a signal for, please come in and help me defend myself. But, you know,
I think that's usually someone screaming, help me.
As in, I give you permission to aggress against this person, but you have to apply the same judgment. Am I reasonably sure that what I am doing, first of all, for your own standard is just? Two, that you are assured of the situation and that you know that if you are wrong, if you shoot the guy who's getting his wallet back from the old lady, that you're willing to face the consequences of that the same way that if you gave someone the Heimlich maneuver who wasn't choking, that you'd be ready to face the consequences of that.
I think a lot
right.
of the...
Well, as far as the Heimlich maneuver goes, I mean, there's laws in some places at least. I know there's a Seinfeld episode about it where...
The Good Samaritan
laws.
If you
don't help someone, yeah... I mean, are those, I don't know, are those moral? What?
No, the Good Samaritan laws are fundamentally morally wrong.
If you have good intentions and you're trying to help someone and you hurt them,
because it is imposing a standard, like it is imposing a standard on someone that is unreasonable. You are demanding, it's the same as conscription. You are compelling service from someone.
But it's also this Good Samaritan laws generally protect people that are providing that service at the same time. So it's this kind of dual thing. You should,
right? It goes both ways.
You know, it's ludicrous to get a wrongful death suit for breaking somebody's ribs whose heart has stopped.
Right, but the Seinfeld reference here was a particular Good Samaritan law where they all went to jail, all the Seinfeld characters went to jail for not stopping someone from getting mugged, which is absurd, because what if the guy is, this is such an unreasonable standard, what if the guy doing the mugging is armed? You have to be the Good Samaritan and stand in between him and the victim. I don't think so.
Right.
Yeah. Also, I mean, with these circumstances, you never know what's going on.
Yes.
I had one time I had a girl steal my car keys. This was back in high school. I didn't know what to do. She wasn't going to give them back to me. She wanted me to stay where I was and I needed to go. And so I attempted to physically get them from her. The keys poked her in the hand. She had a little tiny drop of blood drawn as a result. And, you know, she beat me in the face because of it. Yeah, right. You know, like, I've done something wrong trying to get my car keys back. So, you know, I can see somebody drawing down on me. What are you doing to that? Put that lady down. She's got my car keys. I do not. What do you do?
I think there's so many situations in life where the whole idea of a one-size-fits-all answer to anything is just completely, you know, absurd. There isn't self-defense is definitely one of those things where you're in a situation and you're taking in what variables you can and making what decisions you can, but ultimately... It's one of those fight or flight for most people. They aren't trained to deal with intense situations of aggression or whatnot. And so they pretty much react out of what little they know, what little instinctual action is in them.
And if you're not at least as sure in what you are doing as you would be giving a choking person the Heimlich maneuver, don't use force against someone.
Right, and that's what it comes down to, is a lot of people have seen how they can be a hero on TV by
right.
stopping something or another, so they carry a gun around waiting to be a superhero, and you never know exactly what the circumstance is that you're getting into.
What are you trying to say about me?
I don't know.
Is the idea of defending oneself against an obvious perpetrator or aggressor, like perhaps maybe someone getting kidnapped for
standard of
enjoying
obvious.
A plant of their choice.
What's your standard of obvious?
I honestly don't think I could sit around and watch good people like you guys
okay.
get handcuffed, tossed around, thrown in the back of a car.
Then you shouldn't. Then you should not participate in civil disobedience, Shane.
Well,
because
maybe I shouldn't. But I mean, maybe if I have a right to defend myself and others from harm, I mean, I don't know if that's immoral. I can see people.
Well,
saying,
it's not about immoral,
right
Shane.
Do, but.
It's Shane. It's not about morality. Morality's out of the picture when you're dealing with the state. It's about practicality and what works. And what doesn't work is pulling out a Glock 40 and
well, no, I mean, I'm not talking about. I'm just saying, like, I would have felt compelled to, you know, get in the way stand of the lady resting car with Derek Jane for doing nothing. You know, she was following him around, and they were the ones that were trying to intimidate people. They were, I mean, we all said the state's thugs. Well, it was pretty apparent that afternoon.
Well,
they were getting in people's faces, and it seems like people were being awfully nice about it. And at that point, they hadn't hurt anyone.
Look at the result, though. Look at the result without any violence from anybody doing anything. We have this video of Derek singing this song, this perfectly peaceful song, and he gets the violence that happens is all on the state. All the bad actions are all on the state because no one stopped anybody. No one tried to get in between Derek and the cop or maybe wrest Derek away from the cop or try to help him escape. No, it was just Derek took his lump. And the state looks really bad.
Well, it's funny. There is a slight exception to that to point
people.
Out.
I mean, I'm going to move out there, and I want to be free. That's all I really want is to be left alone. But people that beat up on others either.
There was a little exception to this.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry to try to talk over you, Shane. I wasn't trying to interrupt. But
I was done.
About what JJ said here, this is one more ridiculous point. I don't think we covered about this incident. When Derek J was in handcuffs with the two female, they sent the two female police officers on the scene, of course, to go get him. Rich Paul walked up to him and was like, "Hey, man," it looked like he was saying, is there anything in your pockets? And actually went up and felt his pockets to see if he had anything, like any other contraband, to take out of his pockets.
Yes.
This is the ridiculousness of the process of being arrested. They look at your hands and ignore the fact that there could be someone punching you in the face while they are disabling you and keeping you from protecting yourself. Sorry, I just had to get that out because it's frustrating.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. That's interesting to point out.
Well, that's folks always thinking, Shane, I was really kind of upset and angry at the government and the system when I moved here for the Free State Project. And once I got here and I saw that there was real hope for liberty in our lifetimes and that hope was going to be achieved was through love and respect and by, people standing for their freedom in one manner or another, my attitude changed. I wasn't, I'm not nearly as angry about it. I have a tendency to get angry, and I can see, there are times when I watch these videos and I get so upset.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I get stomping around
home,
the house upset.
Home last night, just, turn the computer on real quick, and I see my friends and then some kids getting arrested. Like, what's this?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I think you'll find peace once you...
Yes, I get arrested a lot too, but it's not just because I hang out with free people. It's because the town I live in is a police town.
What?
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.